الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد. Brothers and sisters, welcome to your daily, nightly tafsir class. And I'm not going to give you a long introduction. We praise Allah abundantly the way He deserves to be praised. We ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace and send His blessings and salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Let's dig right in. Mus'ab tafaddal with ayah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وذا النون إذ ذهب مغاضبا فظن أن لن نقدر عليه فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين فاستجبنا له ونجيناه من الغم وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين.
بارك الله فيك. And mention the man of the fish when he went off in anger and thought that we would not decree anything upon him. And he called out, within the darknesses, there is no deity except you, exalted are you. Okay. You want to try the cable? Sorry, guys. We don't know what's going on here. Let's try to connect the cable, see if we get a better result. Forgive us. Bismillah. What happened? What? Why? Camera's gone. Okay. Oh no. They used. Okay. Wow. Sorry, guys. It happens. Okay. We're back on track. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So, naam. And mentioned the man of the fish when he went off in anger and thought that we would not decree anything upon him. And he called out within the darknesses, there's no deity except you, exalted are you. Indeed, I have been of the wrongdoers. So we responded to him and saved him from the distress. And thus do we save the believers. The Shaykh rahimahullah says, أَيْوَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا وَرَسُولَنَا ذَنُّونَ. Mention our slave and our messenger, ذَنُّون, وَهُوَ يُونُسْ. And it is Jonah, أي صاحب النون وهي الحوت, meaning the friend of the fish or the man of the fish, because noon is الحوت, the whale. بالذكر الجميل والثناء الحسن, with the good remembrance and mention and the excellent praise. فإن الله تعالى أرسله إلى قومه فدعاهم فلم يؤمنوا. Allah عز وجل has sent him to his people, so he invited them. فَلَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا, but they did not believe. فَوَعَدَهُمْ بِنُزُولِ الْعَذَابِ بِأَمَدٍ سَمَّهُ لَهُمْ. So he promised them that a punishment will befall them in a particular time, that he promised them it will befall them at that particular time. فَجَاءَهُمُ الْعَذَابِ. So the عَذَاب, the punishment came to them. وَرَأَوْهُ عِيَانًا. And they saw the punishment with their own eyes. فَعَجُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَضَجُّوا وَتَابُوا. So they started panicking and freaking out, and they started calling on Allah and they repented. فرفع الله عنهم العذاب. سبحان الله. So Allah عز وجل alleviated the عذاب and the punishment from them. كما قال تعالى, as Allah says another ayah, فلولا كانت قرية آمنت فنفعها إيمانها إلا قوم يونس لما آمنوا كشفنا عنهم عذاب الخزي ومتعناهم إلى حين. And had there been any village which benefited from its iman, no, basically none have benefited from their iman at that time of punishment except the people of Yunus. When they believed, we alleviated the punishment from them and the humiliation, and we allowed them to enjoy themselves until dedicated time. وَقَالَ وَأَرْسَلْنَاهُ إِلَى مِئَةِ أَلْفٍ أَوْ يَزِيدُونَ فَآمَنُوا فَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ إِلَى حِينٍ. Another ayah Allah says in Surah Safat, I believe, and we sent him to 100,000 or more, so they believed and therefore we allowed them to remain and enjoy until further notice. وَقَالَ وَأَرْسَلْنَاهُ إِلَى مِئَةِ أَلْفٍ أَوْ يَزِيدُونَ فَآمَنُوا فَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ إِلَى حِينٍ. Oh, that's mentioned twice, I read it twice. طيب. وَهَذِهِ الْأُمَّةُ الْعَظِيمَةُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِدَعْوَةِ يُونُسَ مِنْ أَكْبَرِ فَضَائِلِهِ. So this great nation of Yunus that believed in him is among his greatest virtues. ولكنه عليه الصلاة والسلام ذهب مغاضبا وأبقى عن ربه لذنب من الذنوب التي لم يذكرها الله لنا في كتابه ولا حاجة لنا إلى تعينها. However, he became angry and he ran away from his Lord for some sin that he committed. That sin Allah عز وجل did not mention to us what it is in his book, and also there's no need for us to know what exactly it is that Yunus did عليه السلام. لقوله إذ أبقى إلى الفلك وهو مريم أي فاعل ما يلام عليه. Allah mentioned that he did what he was blamed for, what he was blameworthy for. والظاهر أن عجلته ومغاضبته لقوم وخروجه من بين أظهرهم قبل أن يأمره الله بذلك. What seems to be apparent is his hastiness and him becoming angry quickly with his people and leaving them behind before Allah commanded him to leave. So he was hasty in dealing with his people. وظن أن الله لا يقدر عليه أي يضيق عليه أي يضيق عليه في بطن الحوت. So he thought that Allah عز وجل cannot restrict him in the belly of the whale. أو ظن أنه سيفوت الله تعالى. Or he thought that he will miss out on what Allah عز وجل has decreed for him. ولا مانع من عروض هذا الظن للكمل من الخلق على وجه لا يستقر ولا يستمر عليه. So whatever these ideas that came to him, the Sheikh said there's no harm that even the best of creation may have these kind of ideas, provided that they're not permanent and they don't persist on them. So if you have such thoughts that you eventually fight off and dismiss, then there's no harm. As the Prophet ﷺ said, that my ummah has been forgiven regarding that which they hammat bi, that what you think about, but you don't actually do or execute. فَرَكِبَ فِي السَّفِينَةِ مَعْ أُنَاسٍ. So he got onto a ship with some people. فَاقْتَرَعُوا مَنْ يُلْقُونَ مِنْهُمْ فِي الْبَحْرِ لَمَّا خَافُوا الْغَرَقَ إِنْ بَقُوا كُلُّهُمْ. So they were in a situation where if they all remain on the ship, they will drown. So they had to draw lots, you know, to see who will be thrown into the sea. فَأَصَابَتَ الْقُرْعَةُ يُونُسُ. So then the lot fell on Yunus. فَالْتَقَمَتَهُ الْحُوتُ. فالتقبوا الحوت. So they threw him and the whale swallowed him. وذهب فيه إلى ظلمات البحار. And the whale took him down into the darknesses of the seas. فنادى في تلك الظلمات. So he called on Allah and those darknesses, لا إله إلا أنت. There's no deity worthy of worship except you. سبحانك. Glory be to you. How perfect you are. إني كنت من الظالمين. I was among the wrongdoers. فأقر لله تعالى بكمال الألوهية. So he confessed to Allah in the perfection of his deity and divinity, afwan. وَنَزَّهَهُ عَنْ كُلِّ نَقْسٍ وَعَيْبٍ وَأَفَى. And he glorified Allah above any deficiency, any flaws, or any imperfection. وَاعْتَرَفَ بِظُلْمِ نَفْسِهِ وَجِنَاتِهِ. And he admitted the oppression of himself and his transgression. قال الله تعالى, فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Had he not been among those who used to do tasbih, meaning he used to remember Allah and he was mindful of Allah, he would have remained in his belly until the day of the day they are resurrected or the day they are sent forth. ولهذا قال هنا فاستجبنا له ونجيناه من الغم أي الشدة التي وقع فيها. So we responded to him and we saved him from that difficulty that fell upon him. وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين وهذا وعد وبشارة لكل مؤمن وقع في شدة وغم. The Sheikh said this is a promise and glad tidings for every believer who falls into difficulty and stress. أن الله تعالى سينجيه منها ويكشف عنه. That Allah عز وجل will save him from that and he will alleviate this calamity. ويخفف لإيمانه. And Allah عز وجل يخفف meaning will lower that the impact of that affliction. It will reduce it. There you go. It will reduce whatever has been given to him because of his iman. كما فعل بيونس عليه السلام. Just like he did with Yunus. So what do we learn from this? The higher your iman, the more you are likely to receive the aid from Allah and for Allah to alleviate the hardships that you go through. Even if you suffer for some time, the end result is that Allah Azza wa Jal will come to your aid. And that is proportional to a person's iman. That's why we should strive on having a strong iman so that we could be worthy of this kind of divine support when needed and when necessary. تفضل يا مصعب.
وزكريا إذ نادى ربه رب لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين فاستجبنا له ووهبنا له يحيى وأصلحنا له زوجه إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا وكانوا لنا خاشعين.
All right. And now we're going to go back to the beginning of Surah Maryam. Huh? We are like back at Surah Maryam. And mentioned Zakaria when he asked to his when he called to his Lord, "My Lord, do not leave me alone with no heir while you are the best of inheritors." So we responded to him and we gave to him John and amended for him his wife. Indeed, they used to hasten to good deeds and supplicate us in hope and fear, and they were to us humbly submissive. The Sheikh says, أي وذكر عبدنا ورسولنا زكريا منوها بذكره. So mention our slave and our messenger Zakaria in his favor in a positive connotation. ناشرا لمناقبه وفضائله التي من جملتها هذه المنقبة العظيمة. Spreading his virtues and his status and his bounties and his position basically. And from among those is that particular great status of his. المتضمنة لنصح للخلق ورحمة الله إياه. That includes his sincerity in advising the creation and the mercy of Allah to him in specific. وأنه أن داده نادى ربه ربي لا تذرني فردا. أي as we know in the other ayah قال ربي إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أكن بدعائك ربي شقيا وإني خفت الموالي من ورائي وكانت امرأتي عاقرا فهب لي من لدنك وليا يرثني ويرث من آل يعقوب واجعله ربي رضيا. So these are the ayahs which we explained last time, that my bone has become, you know, fragile, and my head, my hair has become gray, and I was never in regards to your dua unanswered, and I'm afraid of the generations behind me, and my wife is barren. So grant from me from you to me a child, an inheritor who will inherit me and inherit from the people of Yaqub, and make him, O Allah, someone that you're pleased with. من هذه الآيات علمنا أن قوله ربي لا تذرني فردا أنه لما تقارب أجل. So we know, we understand what he means in this ayah based on the ayat in Surah Maryam. أنه لما تقارب أجله, when his ending started to come near, خاف أن لا يقوم أحد بعده مقامه في الدعوة إلى الله والنصح لعباد الله. He was afraid that no one after him will fulfill the establishment of calling to Allah and advising the slaves of Allah. وأن يكون في وقته فردا ولا يخلف من يشفعه ويعينه على مقام به. And that he will be alone and that there will be no one that will come after him who will aid him and intercede for him in regards to what he did. وأنت خير الوارثين, you are the best of inheritors, أي خير الباقين, meaning the best who will remain. وخير من خلفني بخير, and the best who will remain behind in good. وأنت أرحم بعبادك مني, and you are more merciful to your slaves than I am. ولكني أريد ما يطمئن به قلبي, but I want that which will give my heart peace and tranquility. وتسكن له نفسي ويجري في موازين ثوابه, and that which my soul will find counsel in, and that which will allow my reward to be multiplied afterwards. فاستجبنا له ووهبنا له يحيى النبي الكريم. So we granted him this noble prophet. الذي لم يجعل الله له من قبل سميا. That Allah Azza wa Jalla had not given any prophet with that name before, as one of the interpretations mentioned. وأصلحنا له زوجه بعدما كانت عاقرا لا يصلح رحمها للولادة. And we amended his wife after she was barren and her womb was not suitable for pregnancy. فأصلح الله رحمها للحمل لأجل نبي زكريا. So Allah Azza wa Jalla amended her deficiency, her defect, her physical defect, so that she may become pregnant for his prophet Zakaria. وهذا من فوائد الجليس والقرين الصالح. This is from the benefits of having a good companion. أنه مبارك على قرين, that you actually bless, you become a source of blessing for the people around you in that sense. So his wife got the blessing of being rectified because her husband is a righteous man. أنه مبارك على قرين فصار يحيى مشتركا بين الوالدين. So يحيى became then the common, he was common between his two parents obviously. ولما ذكر هؤلاء الأنبياء والمرسلين كلا على انفراده, and after Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned the prophets and the messengers each alone, أثنى عليهم عموما, Allah then praised them all together. فقال إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات. الله أكبر. They used to hasten and they used to rush to do good deeds. أي يبادرون إليها. So they would rush towards it. They were very keen on it. ويفعلونها في أوقاتها الفاضلة, and they would perform it in its virtuous times. ويكملونها على الوجه اللائق الذي ينبغي, and they would fulfill it in a manner that is befitting as it should be done. ولا يتركون فضيلة يقدرون عليها إلا انتهزوا الفرصة فيها, and they don't leave a single virtuous act that they're able to fulfill except that they capitalize on it. ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا, أي يسألوننا الأمور المرغوبة فيها من مصالح الدنيا والآخرة, meaning they ask us of all desired matters that include the benefits of the dunya and the akhirah. ويتعوذون بنا من الأمور المرهوب منها من مضار الدارين, and they seek refuge with us from the matters that are feared that are harmful in both worlds, the dunya and the akhirah. وهم راغبون راهبون لا غافلون لاهون ولا مدلون ولا مدلون. So they are in the state of aspiration and longing. They're not negligent, they're not distracted. I don't know what this word means. وكانوا لنا خاشعين أي خاضعين متذللين متضرعين, وهذا لكمال معرفتهم بربهم. And they were in a state of humbleness and submissiveness and poverty, and that is because of how well they knew who their Lord was. تفضل.
والتي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيها من روحنا وجعلناها وبنها آية للعالمين إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون فتقطعوا أمرهم بينهم كل إلينا راجعون فمن يعمل من الصالحات وهو مؤمن فلا كفران لسعيه وإنا له كاتبون.
جزاك الله خيرا. And mention the one who guarded her chastity. So we blew into her garment through our angel Gabriel, and we made her and her son a sign for the world. Indeed, this your religion is one religion, and I am your Lord, so worship me. And yet they divided their affair among themselves, all to us will return. So whoever does righteous deeds while he is a believer, no denial will be there for his effort, and indeed we of it are recorders. And there's prohibition upon the people of city which we have destroyed that they will ever return until when. Oh, did you read the Ajuj and Ma'ajuj? No. طيب. فَإِنَّ لَهُ لَكَاتِبُونَ. That's where you stop. طيب. جزاك الله خير. أي واذكر مريم عليه السلام مثنيا عليها مبينا لقدرها شاهرا لشرفها. So then mention Maryam, peace be upon her, again praising her and showing her status and making public her honorable state among the people. فقال والتي أحصلت فرجها أي حفظته من الحرام وقربانه. The one who protected her privates from haram, بل ومن الحلال. Rather, she also protected herself from what is lawful. فلم تتزوج. She never got married. لاشتغالها بالعبادة واستغراق وقتها بالخدمة لربها. Because she was preoccupied in the worship of her Lord and in utilizing her time in the service of her Lord. وحين جاء جبريل في صورة بشر سوي تام الخلق والحسن. And when Jibril came to her in the form of a complete man with excellent appearance and handsomeness, قالت إني أعود بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا. I seek refuge with the most merciful from you if you indeed fear Allah. فجازاها الله من جنس عملها. So Allah عز وجل rewarded her according to her deed. ورزقها ولدا من غير أب. And Allah blessed her with a son without a father. بل نفق فيها جبريل عليه السلام فحملت بإذن الله. Rather, Jibril, he blew into her sleeve and so she became pregnant by the will of Allah. وجعلناها وابنها آية للعالمين. We made her and her son an ayah to the people, to the worlds. حيث حملت به ووضعته من دون مسيس أحد. As we've already learned together, she carried him and then she delivered him without anyone ever getting involved or touching her. وحيث تكلم في المهد and he spoke in the cradle. وبرأها مما ظن بها المتهمون and he declared her innocence of that which the accusers had accused her. وأخبر عن نفسه في تلك الحالة and he spoke about himself in that condition. إني عبد الله أتاني الكتاب until the آيات. وأجر الله على يديه من الخوارق والمعجزات وهم ما هو معلوم. And Allah عز وجل allowed all types of miracles and extraordinary things to happen through the hands of Jesus, what you already know. فكانت وابنها آية للعالمين. So she and her son were like a sign, a miracle for the world. يتحدث بها جيلا بعد جيل. It is spoken about a generation after generation. ويعتبر بها المعتبرون and those who want to take lessons and morals, moral lessons from the past, then they find those moral lessons in the story of Mary and her son Jesus. ولما ذكر الأنبياء عليه السلام قال مخاطبا للناس. When Allah mentioned the prophets, peace be upon him, he said addressing mankind. وإن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة أي هؤلاء الرسل المذكورون هم أمتكم وأئمتكم وأئمتكم الذين بهم تأتمون ويهديهم وبهديهم تقتدون. Those messengers that are mentioned are your ummah, are your nation, and they're your imams, they're your leaders, behind whom you follow, the ones behind whom you follow, and you get guided with their guidance. كلهم على دين واحد وصراط واحد. All of them are upon one religion and one path. One way to paradise. والرب أيضا واحد. And the Lord is also one. ولهذا قال وأنا ربكم. I am your Lord الذي خلقتكم وربيتكم بنعمتي في الدنيا والآخرة. The one who created you and I nurtured you. I nurtured you with my bounty in this dunya, in the religion and in the deen. In the religion and in the dunya, I'm sorry. فإذا كان الرب واحدا والنبي واحدا والدين واحدا. Then if the Lord is one and the Prophet is one and the religion is one, وهو عبادة الله وحده لا شريك له بجميع أنواع العبادة, and that is the worship Allah alone, who has no partners in every type of worship, كان وظيفتكم والواجب عليكم القيام بها. Your duty and your obligation is to fulfill it. ولهذا قال فاعبدون, then worship me. فرتب العبادة على ما سبق بالفاء الترتيب المسبب على سببه. So Allah عز وجل used that preposition فاء as a consequential one. It's a consequential فاء based on what has been mentioned. Therefore, worship me. Because your ummah is ummah واحدة. And I am your Lord. And وأنا ربكم فاعبدون. And then worship me. وكان الله وكان اللائق الاجتماع على هذا الأمر وعدم التفرق فيه. And it was appropriate. What was appropriate is to unite upon this matter and not divide therein. ولكن البغي والاعتداء أبيا إلا الافتراق والتقطع. However, transgression and crossing the line refused except that there will be division and cutting off. ولهذا قال وتقطعوا أمرهم بينهم أي تفرق الأحزاب المنتسبون لأتباع الأنبياء فرقا. The groups which were following the prophets divided into further sects afterwards. وَتَشَتَّتُوا كُلٌّ يَدَّ أَنَّ الْحَقَّ مَعَهُ And they became many denominations, each claiming that the truth is with them. وَالْبَاطِلْ مَعَ الْفَرِيقِ الْآخَرِ And the falsehood is with the other denomination, or the other group, other sect. وَكُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ And everybody is happy and content with what they have. وَقَدْ عُلِمَ أَنَّ الْمُصِيبَ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَانَ سَالِكًا لِلدِّينِ الْقَوِيمُ وَالصِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ And it has been known that the one who's truly upright is the one who's following the right religion and the straight path. مُؤْتَمَّن بِالْأَنْبِيَا Taking the prophets as the leaders and as the imams. وَيَصَيَظَّرُ هَذَا إِذَا انْكَشَفَ الْغِطَى All this will become clear when the cover is removed and lifted. وَبَرَحَ الْخَفَاء And all that which is hidden will come out. وَحَشَرَ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ لِفَصْلِ الْقَضَى And Allah will gather the people to judge between them. فَحِينَئِذٍ يَتَبَيَّنُ الصَّادِقُ مِنَ الْكَذِبِ On that day, we will know the truthful from the liar. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ That's why Allah says, كُلُّ مِنَ الْفُرَقِ الْفِرَقِ الْمُتَفَرِّقَ وَغَيْرِهِمْ All these denominations and others, إِلَيْنَا رَاجِعُونَ All of us to us will return. أَيْ فَنُجَازِيهِمْ أَتَمَّ الْجَزَاءِ فَنُجَازِيهِمْ أَتَمَّ الْجَزَاءِ ثُمَّ فَصَّلَ جَزَاءَهُ فيهم منطوقا ومفهوما And Allah Azza wa Jal broke down the recompense that will happen to them both verbally and via an abstract understanding. فقال فمن يعمل من الصالحات whoever does righteousness أي الأعمال التي شرعتها الرسل وحثت عليها الكتب meaning the good deeds, the deeds that were legislated by the messengers and that the books encouraged. وهو مؤمن while he's a believer بالله وبرسله وما جاء به he believes in Allah and his messengers and what they brought. فلا كفران لسعيه فلا كفران لسعيه then there will be no denial for his effort أي لا نضيع سعيه ولا نبطله we will not waste his effort nor will we nullify it بل نضاعفه له أضعافا كثيرة rather we will multiply for him folds, multifolds we will multiply for him I forgot the word many folds there you go many folds وَأَنَّ لَهُ كَاتِبُونَ أَيْ مُثْبِتُونَ لَهُ فِي اللَّوْحِ الْمَحْفُوظِ وَفِي الصُّحُفِ الَّتِي مَعَ الْحَفَظَةِ And we will write it, meaning we will affirm it in the preserved tablet and in the scriptures that are with the angels that take down the deeds of the son of Adam. أَيْ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَوْ عَمِلَ وَهُوَ لَيْسَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ فَإِنَّهُ مَحْرُومٌ خَاسِرٌ فِي دِينِهِ وَدُنْيَا سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ And this also means that whoever does not do righteousness or he does it without being a believer, then he will be deprived and he will be a loser in his religion and in his world, in his worldly life. That's why it's a prerequisite to be upon belief. طيب مصعب read 95 and 96 and 97 please.
وحرام على قرية أهلكناها أنهم لا يرجعون حتى إذا فتحت يأجوج ومأجوج وهم من كل حدب ينسلون واقترب الوعد الحق فإذا هي شاخصة أبصار الذين كفروا يا ويلنا قد كنا في غفلة من هذا بل كنا ظالمين.
And there is prohibition upon the people of a city which we have destroyed that they will ever return until when the dam of Gog and Magog has been opened and they from every elevation descend. And when the true promise has approached, then suddenly the eyes of those who disbelieved will be staring in horror while they say, oh, woe to us. We had been unmindful of this. Rather, we were wrongdoers. أي يمتنع على القرى المهلكة المعذبة الرجوع إلى الدنيا ليستدركوا ما فرطوا فيه. Meaning it is impossible for a destroyed village to be able to return to the worldly life to rectify what they had been negligent about. فَلَا سَبِيلَ إِلَى الرُّجُوعِ لِمَنْ أُهْلِكَ وَعُذِبْ There's no pathway to return for the one that has been destroyed and has been punished. فليحذر المخاطبون أن يستمروا على ما يوجب الإهلاك. So let those who are being addressed right now be careful of remaining upon that which will necessitate destruction. فيقعوا بهم, then it will befall them. فلا يمكن رفعه, then it will not, they will not be able to alleviate it or remove it or lift it. وليقلعوا وقت الإمكان والإدراك, and let them stop now while they still have time to rectify. هذا تحذير من الله للناس أن يقيموا على الكفر والمعاصي. In the next ayat, Allah, the Sheikh says in regards to the ayat of the Book of Allah, this is a warning from Allah to the people about remaining persistent on disbelief and sinfulness. وأنه قد اقترب انفتاح يأجوج ومأجوج, that the time has come near for the opening of يأجوج ومأجوج. وهما قبيلتان عظيمتان من بني آدم, and there are two great nations from the children of Adam. وقد سد عليهم ذو القرنين لما شكي إليه إفساد في الأرض, and it has been ذو القرنين had blocked them when the people complained to him about the corruption they were spreading in the world. وفي آخر الزمان ينفتح السد عنهم, at the end of time that wall will be opened up for them. فيخرجون إلى الناس, so they will go out to the people. وفي هذه الحالة والوصف الذي ذكره الله في من كل مكان مرتفع وهو الحد ينسلون أي يسرعون. So they will come from every elevated land. They will come fast, rapidly. They will be going down and going to the people. وفي هذا دلالة على كثرتهم الباهرة. In that, there's an evidence about the amount, the tremendous, huge quantity of theirs. وإسراعهم في الأرض, and how fast they will be able to travel upon the land. إما بذواتهم, either on their own, وإما بما خلق الله لهم من الأسباب التي تقرب لها البعيد, or of whatever Allah Azza wa Jal creates for them that will allow that which is far to become near, meaning different means of transportation, Allahu A'lam. وتسهل عليهم الصعب, and it will make easy for them what's difficult. وأنهم يقهرون الناس, and they will be able to defy the people, they'll be able to belittle the people, to subdue the people. ويعلون عليهم في الدنيا, and they will be superior to them in this worldly life. وأنه لا يدان لأحد بقتلهم, and that no one will have the ability or the power to fight them. Of course, you know, until عيسى عليه السلام descends. أي واقترب الوعد الحق, أي يوم القيامة الذي وعد الله بإتيانه. And what is the وعد الحق? The true promise is the day of resurrection that Allah promised which shall come. ووعده حق وصدق, and the promise of Allah is real and is truthful. فبذلك اليوم ترى أبصار الكفار شاخصة من شدة الأفزاع والأهوال المزعجة والقلاقل المفضعة. On that day you will see the eyes and the vision of the disbelievers in the state of humbleness and humility because of the tremendous fear and the disturbing events that will take place, that will petrify the people and scare them to death. وما كانوا يعرفون من جناياتهم وذروبهم, and because of what they know, of what they used to put forth of their transgressions and their sins. وأنهم يدعون بالويل والثبور والندم والحسرة على ما فات ويقولون, they will start calling and say, woe to us, and may Allah destroy us, and regret and remorse over what has passed. And they will say, لقد كنا في غفلة من هذا, we were heedless about this. اليوم العظيم, meaning about this great day. فلم نزل فيها مستغرقين, so we remain in this worldly life immersed. وفي لهو الدنيا متمتعين, and in the pleasure of the world we were enjoying. حتى أتانا اليقين, until the certainty or the death came to us. ووردنا القيامة, now we've arrived at the resurrection. فلو كان يموت أحد من الندم والحسرة لمات. الله أكبر. If a person was able to die from regret and from remorse, they would have died. Meaning, if it's possible for you to die from that, then all of these people would have died. But obviously, they will not die. But this is how bad they will be regretful over their choices. بل كنا ظالمين, rather, we were wrongdoers. اعترفوا بظلمهم وعدل الله فيهم. They will confess about their oppression and the justice of Allah upon them. They will confess how just and fair Allah is with them. فَحِينَئِذٍ يُؤْمَرُ بِهِمْ إِلَى النَّارِ هُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ. That's why on that day they will be commanded to enter to the fire, them and whatever they used to worship. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ, that's what Allah Azza wa Jal says. Go ahead, يا مصعب.
إنكم وما تعبدون من دون الله حصب جهنم أنتم لها واردون لو كان هؤلاء آلهة ما وردوها وكل فيها خالدون لهم فيها زفير وهم فيها لا يسمعون إن الذين سبقت لهم من الحسنى أولئك عنها مبعدون لا يسمعون حسيسها وهم فيما اشتهت أنفسهم خالدون لا يحزنهم الفزع الأكبر وتتلقاهم الملائكة هذا يومكم الذي كنتم توعدون.
Indeed, you disbelievers and what you worship other than Allah are the firewood of hell. You will be coming to enter it. Pay attention to these ayat. Allahu Akbar. Had these false deities been actual gods, they would not have come to it, but all are eternal therein. Remember the clip we made? If they were gods, they could have been protected themselves. And now, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, if they were gods, they will be able to avoid entering the hellfire. For them therein is heavy sighing, and they therein will not hear. Indeed, those for whom the best reward has proceeded for us, they are from it far removed. They will not hear its sound while they are in that which their souls desire, abiding eternally. They will not be grieved by the greatest terror. And the angels will meet them saying, this is your day which you have been promised. The Shaykh rahimahullah says, أي وإنكم أيها العابدون مع الله آلهة غيره. Meaning, those who are worshipping along with Allah, other gods. حَصَبُ جَهَنَّمْ أي وَقُودُهَا وَحَطَبُهَا meaning you are its fuel and its wood. أَنْتُمْ لَهَا وَارِدُونَ وَأَصْنَامُكُمْ you and your idols shall enter it. وَالْحِكْمَةُ فِي دُخُولِ الْأَصْنَامِ النَّارِ وَهِيَ جَمَادٌ لَا تَعْقِلُ what is the wisdom behind Allah Azza wa Jal admitting idols and statues into the fire even though they are inanimate objects that don't have any intellect. وَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهَا ذَنْبْ and they have no sin. بيان كذب من اتخذها آلهة. This is to show the lie of those who have taken it as a god. وليزداد عذابهم and so that their punishment may be multiplied and increased. فلهذا قال لو كان هؤلاء آلهة ما وردوها. Had they been gods, they would have not entered it. هذا كقوله تعالى. This is similar to another ayah where Allah says ليبين لهم الذي يختلفون فيه وليعلم الذين كفروا أنهم كانوا كاذبين. So Allah may clarify to them that which they used to differ about, and so that those who disbelieved will know that they were liars. وكل من العابدين والمعبودين فيها خالدون. All of the worshippers and the worshipped, all of them will eternally stay in the hellfire. لا يخرجون منها ولا يتنقلون عنها. ينتقلون عنها. They will not exit from the hellfire, nor will they shift somewhere else. Of course, this is regarding the idols and not every object of worship, because the kuffar of Quraysh, they wanted to use ayat like this and they wanted to say, oh, according to this, then Jesus will be also put in the fire because Jesus is worshipped besides Allah and by the Christians. And the ayah says that all of those will be in the hellfire. And of course, I believe it's Surah Al-Zukhruf or Surah Dukhan. Allah Azza wa Jal refuted them. Allah Azza wa Jal refuted them. Inshallah, maybe when we go over the Quran, if we continue with the tafsir class, we will get to this one. We will get to that particular discussion. How they darabu laka, يعني they struck for you the similitude of Isa. And they thought that they were being smart. And Allah Azza wa Jal silenced them with the biggest refutation. Among the biggest refutations you can see in the Quran. So obviously Jesus is exempt from this because he is a messenger of Allah and he's not guilty as the Christians have made him a god and he's not. He never claimed to be one. طيب. لهم فيها زفير من شدة العذاب. So they will have this. They will have this zafir. Zafir is this kind of disturbing sound from the شدة العذاب, from the severity of the punishment. وهم فيها لا يسمعون وهم فيها لا يسمعون and they will not hear anything therein صم بكم عمي they will be blind deaf and dumb أو لا يسمعون من أصوات غير صوتي or they will not hear any other sounds except the sound of the hellfire لشدة غليانها because of the severity of its boiling واشتداد زفيرها وتغيضها and because of how angry the fire will be and because of the sound of that the sound that it will make basically from the boiling water and the boiling fire actually the boiling fire and the fire ودخول آلهة المشركين ودخول آلهة المشركين النار إنما هو الأصنام أو من عبد وهو راض بعبادته Who then the entrance of the gods of the mushrikeen the hellfire is restricted to the idols or whoever is worshipped and he is pleased with being worshipped وأما المسيح as for Jesus وعزير والملائكة and the angels ونحوهم and others بمن عبد من الأولياء those who have been taken as object of worship by the people among the righteous people فإنهم لا يعذبون فيها ويدخلون في قولي they will not be punished therein and they will end they are included in the statement of Allah إن الذين سبقت لهم منا الحسنى أي سبقت لهم سابقة السعادة في علم الله وفي اللوح المحفوظ وفي تيسيرهم في الدنيا لليسرى والأعمال الصالحة those who've already been preceded with the good news by the knowledge of Allah in the preserved tablet with the knowledge of Allah in the preserved tablet and from the fact that Allah facilitated the matters of the dunya and facilitated for them the doing of the good deeds أولئك عنها those regarding fire عن النار مبعدون they will be put away and removed and kept distant they will be kept distant from the fire they will not be close to it in any way shape or form فلا يدخلونها ولا يكونون قريبا منها they don't enter it they're not even close to it بل يبعدون عنها غاية البعد rather they will be put away they'll be distant from it distanced from it as far as it's possible حتى لا يسمعوا حسيسها until they will not even be able to hear the sound. They will not hear its sound. ولا يروا شخصها nor can they even see its reality. وهم في ما اشتهت أنفسهم خالدون and they will be in regards to that which their souls desires abiding eternally من المآكل والمشارب والمناكح of eating and drinking and relations. منكح is the having relations with your spouse. Whether it is your wife, if you and your wife make it to Jannah, then obviously she'll be a special wife over there, and she will be the leader basically and in charge of all the Hur al-Ain. But you still will get Hur al-Ain. And as far as I remember from the lecture I gave back with the research, that the minimum each man will have is two. The bare minimum is two besides the wifey, and then the better you are, the more. You may get. So yeah, hang in there, buddy. والمناظر and all the kind of beautiful scenes مما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر that which no eye has ever seen, nor has ever heard, and has never come across the heart of a human. مستمر لهم ذلك and that will be perpetually, forever, permanently, eternally. يزداد حسنه على الأحقاب. Actually, with each time frame that passes, it would become even better and better and better. لا يحزنهم الفزع الأكبر. They will not be grieved by the greatest terror. أي لا يقلقهم إذا فزع الناس أكبر فزع. They will not be worried when the people will have that great terror afflict them. وذلك يوم القيامة. That is the day of resurrection. حين تقرب النار تتغيض على الكافرين والعصين. When the fire will come close and it will be angry with the disbelievers and the disobedient ones. فيفزع الناس لذلك الأمر. The people will be scared and terrorized because of that. وهؤلاء لا يحزنهم. Those righteous people, they're not bothered. لعلمهم بما يقدمون عليه. Because they know what they have put forth or what they're going to see soon. وأن الله قد أمنهم مما يخافون. And the fact that Allah عز وجل has given them security from that which they are afraid of. وتتلقاهم الملائكة. And the angels will receive them إذا بعثوا من قبورهم وأتوا على النجائب. وفدا لنشورهم مهنئين لهم قائلين and the angels will receive them after they have been resurrected from their graves and they've come forward in groups they will tell them basically congratulating them by saying this is the day that you have been promised فليهنكم ما وعدكم الله so be happy and be content with what Allah promised you وليعظم استبشاركم بما أمامكم من الكرامة and let that glad tidings be magnified and multiplied in regards to what is ahead of you of nobleness and dignity وليكثر فرحكم وسروركم بما أمنكم الله من المخاوف والمكاره. And let your pleasure and your happiness be increased because of what Allah Azza wa Jal has secured and protected you from in terms of things that are fear, the things that you fear and things that you dislike. So with this, inshallah ta'ala, we will conclude this discussion. بإذن الله عز وجل tomorrow's class, tomorrow Saturday or Friday? Tomorrow Saturday. Tomorrow class we will continue discussing. Before we begin the Q&A, I just basically wanted to... one second, let me just add a bookmark. Yeah, I just wanted to share a quick reminder with you, my brothers and sisters, before we start answering your questions regarding how some of us have taken Islam for granted. I believe, Allahu A'lam, most of you who are listening to me right now, you're definitely one of two people, right? One of two categories. Either you were born Muslim and raised Muslim, or you are a revert to Islam. So, for instance, I consider myself to be, for the most part, a revert to Islam. Because as a child, I was not raised Islamically. I was not taught Islam at a young age. In fact, I was taught nothing in terms of religion. And we, as I've told you my story many times, I practiced everything. And I believe many of you who've come to Islam, you may have a similar situation. What does that mean? That means that those of you who are on the other side of the spectrum, those of you who were born and raised Muslim, this is a great blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. This is a great blessing from Allah that you actually got to invest from a young age in your youth days into something that will benefit you when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something that some of us were deprived of. So I spent 21 years of my life completely misguided with not really any good deed that I could put forward. And if Allah had claimed my soul, I would have gone to hell because I was a disbeliever practicing Buddhism. You know, my wife and other people who were born and raised Christian, and they spend their entire life practicing Christianity, wasted their life in committing kufr and shirk and so on and so forth. You know, for example, in how many hours did I spend saying Namyoho Renge Kyo, Namyoho Renge Kyo, repeating this Buddhist chant so I can change my karma? And for the Christians, how many hours were spent in doing the Hail Marys and using the rosary to repeat nonsense and statements of kufr, the statements of shirk? And we look at the children now, and you know, subhanAllah, Allah Azza wa Jal blessed you by, first of all, having practicing parents who are trying their best. Of course, we're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. Not you, the one listening to me, not myself. But Allah Azza wa Jal put you in a better environment than the one we had. And Allah blessed you with these opportunities that we did not have. And so we should be appreciative to Allah Azza wa Jal and worship Him accordingly. It breaks my heart to see that a lot of our youth don't have the patience and the ability to worship Allah properly in Ramadan. They're burdened with salah. They're burdened with taraweeh. They want taraweeh to be short. They're counting the number of rak'at. They are falling asleep between the rak'at, laying on the ground. It feels as though there's lack of understanding what a blessing it is to be standing before Allah Azza wa Jal worshiping the Lord of the worlds. Wallahi, there isn't a greater blessing. Wallahi, if we were to remain for the rest of our lives in the state of sujood, we will not be able to thank Allah for even the bounty of the vision. And you know this based on a hadith of Prophet ﷺ, the man who said that he wanted to enter Jannah because of his deeds. And Allah Azza wa Jal, no, by my mercy you will enter Jannah. He said, no, by my deeds. Then Allah put all of his deeds on one part of the scale and the bounty of vision on the other side of the scale, and it outweighed them. So then he said, okay, take him to the fire. He said, oh Allah, no, admit me to Jannah by your mercy. It's a mercy from Allah that we're allowed to stand in salah. I remember this advice of Sheikh Muhammad Mukhtar al-Shinqiti rahimahullah, which never left me. Yani the people who, since I heard it, it changed my demeanor. He said, who are you? Who are you to be tired? You're standing before Allah. If you were to go to a park, any type of park where you have to wait in the queue to get on a ride, You see the people waiting patiently for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, and they're just, you know, they have the patience to stand for a ride in order to go on a roller coaster. And when you stand before Allah, your legs are tired. Now you cannot handle this and you cannot handle that, and you just want to get it over with. It's a blessing from Allah that Allah selected you from all the creation He created to be able to pray in front of Him. It's a blessing from Allah that you were selected to be able to stand before Him and pray and say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm Ad-Din. Every time you say something, Allah replies to you. Do you, brothers and sisters, understand this? When you say, all praises due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, Allah responds to you. Each one of us individually says, Hamidani Abdi, my slave has praised me. The entire Fatiha is a conversation between you and Allah where you say and Allah replies. So why are you saying it so fast? Why are you being hasty? Why do you want to finish the salah so quickly? You know, you're Allah privileged you by learning Quran from a young age, learning Arabic from a young age. You have Islamic knowledge. All of this stuff we did not have. We did not have. You should be thankful to Allah. Subhanallah, Allah paved the way for you that we weren't privileged like that. So we need to show thankfulness to Allah. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Your Lord has proclaimed, if you show thankfulness, I will increase you. Yet we want to be lazy. If we want to play, everybody has, mashallah, plenty of energy to play. You want to madriyesh, girgir and talk all day, you have plenty of time. You can speak for hours on end. But when it comes to say, recite Quran with the same length and the same time, so, oh, wallah, it's too much. I can't handle it. This is from the deception of the shaitan. So you need to be wary of that. And it's a blessing. You will be under the shade of Allah. Among the seven people that will be under the shade of Allah on the day, there's no shade except the shade. وَشَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. A young man or young girl who were brought up in the obedience of Allah. You are getting the privilege of being among the seven who will be under Allah's shade. We missed that. Those of us who came into Islam, we missed that. We don't have that. We were not raised and brought up in obedience of Allah. We were raised corrupt. Live the corrupt life. So my advice to you is, please, the salah is a blessing from Allah. Bring to mind, even if you don't know Arabic, bring to mind what you're saying. Just understand that you're standing before Allah, humiliate yourself and know that Allah sees you. Just understand what I'm saying. Allah Azza wa Jal is looking at you. Allah Azza wa Jal hears you. He sees you, He hears you. And you're standing in salah and you're praying. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Pause. Maliki Yawm Ad-Din. With better voice than me. But every time you say an ayah, take the time because Allah responds to you. So slow down. It's not Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm Ad-Din. That's not salah. That's not salah. You standing like this, moving left and right, you know, looking at the time. How many rak'at? Is it two? Is it four? What are you running for? What are you going to go do afterwards? Nothing. Give the salah its due right. That is Qiyamul Layl. That is standing up in prayer. That is Taraweeh. That will give you the hadith. من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever stands up in prayer in Ramadan out of belief and seeking reward from Allah will have all of his previous sins forgiven. There's a lot that needs to be put forward from you. So please, have mercy on your soul. Don't hasten, don't rush the salah. The Sahaba used to pray from after Isha, they will finish just before Fajr. They used to use canes, sticks, and hold on to it from the length of the standing before Allah. Now after 3 minutes, your legs cannot hold you anymore. Why do you think I go to the gym? And why do you think I still work out in Ramadan? Because I want to be strong enough to be able to stand in prayer for 3 hours, 4 hours. I shouldn't mind. If I'm able to go to the gym and knock myself out every single day and exhaust myself, then I should be able to also stand before Allah for an equivalent and even longer amount of time and have the physical ability to do so. If you're not taking care of yourself, you're not going to be able to do it. If you overeat, you're not going to be able to do it. If you don't think about the salah, you're also not going to be able to do it. You just want to rush through things. So you owe it to yourself. We all owe it to ourselves, wallah. to enjoy whatever's left of Ramadan and pray proper Taraweeh. If you haven't prayed Taraweeh properly yet, please have mercy on your soul and do it. I'm saying for those who are praying at home. And if you get the chance or the choice to select a masjid that actually knows how to pray. A masjid that takes their time. Even if he recites long and slow, beautiful. Reflect on what Allah Azza wa Jal is saying to you. And appreciate that Allah selected you to be able to bow in front of him and prostrate in front of him and make dua to whatever you want. Ask Allah whatever you want. Ask Allah whatever you want. Be submissive to Allah in your salah. This is the salah that will raise your status. This is the salah that will benefit you. This is the salah that will increase you in good. And this is the life of the believer. Allah al-musta'an. طيب, let's go to the Q&A and see what's going on here. Let's hope you guys are not going to be silly tonight. Allah al-musta'an. Yal. Fain, ya Sheikh. Ya Sheikha. After Ramadan, are you going to still continue teaching the book by Sheikh Sam Taimi and Aqidah al-Wasitiyya? Yes, inshallah. We will resume Al-Aqidah al-Wasitiyya after Ramadan. I'm insecure about my eyebrows and want to plug them. Most girls have shaped eyebrows. I know that it's haram. Help me get this thought out of my head. What does it mean to be cursed? To be cursed, اللعنة means أن يحرم أو يحال بينه وبين رحمة الله. The person who's cursed is the person who's deprived of the mercy of Allah. So it is a big deal. This insecurity of yours, you need to push it aside. You can. There are a couple of options you could do. Number one, you could brush them. Okay, you could brush them if they're bushy. You could brush them so that they're neater. And some of the scholars say you could also dye. You could dye them a color that resembles your skin so that it does not look as thick and as bushy. Other than that, don't overthink about it. Okay, don't overthink about it because a man, when he wants to marry a woman, he looks for many different things. And obviously he wants to be attracted to her. But I don't think any man is going to be like tripping if a sister has a thick eyebrows. No, I'm not going to marry her anymore. He's looking for a religious woman who's going to be able to raise his children properly. He's looking for a woman that is, you know, looks acceptable. You know, he has certain criteria. That's not a big deal. That is not a big deal. I mean, there are some, khalas, enough said. Next. If a person constantly checks how many people saw his Islamic post, is this against sincerity? It could be. It could be. Why is he checking? Is he checking because he wants to make sure that his da'wah is reaching as many people as possible because he's truly trying to serve the deed of Allah? Then no, that's not a problem. But if his only objective is to get likes and following, then yeah, it depends on the person. You cannot eat yes or no depending on the person. Now, is Jordan a good place to make hijrah? I don't know. I don't know. There are many comments about it. So, yani, I would be reluctant to go there. الكبرياء ردائي والعظمة إزاري فمن نزعني واحدا منهما قذفته في النار. حديث قدسي. What does it mean? It just shows you, this is just an expression that the being arrogance and pride belong to Allah Azza wa Jal. And greatness is like upper garment and lower garment. This is just a figure of speech. And that's how the scholars have understood it. It's a figure of speech. Naam. What should one do if they feel burnt out during these last days of Ramadan? Listen to the advice I gave before we started the Q&A. You have said not to listen to NAK's tafsir because he uses ilm al-kalam scholars, but Ustad Abdurrahman regularly quotes Ibn Ashur, Subki, and others in his videos. Why is it okay with him? Ibn Ashur and As-Subki were not among the scholars that I was concerned about when it comes to Nu'man Ali Khan. Nu'man Ali Khan quotes Al-Alusi and he quotes so many other, and Al-Razi, Fakhr al-Razi, and other scholars that are completely, completely deviant. Sheikh Abdurrahman Hassan is very selective in what he quotes, and if he quotes, then he probably will explain. So if he's quoting something from some dubious source, he tells you. So that you cannot compare Abdurrahman Hassan to Nu'man Ali Khan. If Nu'man Ali Khan did what Sheikh Abdurrahman Hassan does, which is he was upon their sound aqidah and sound manhaj, and then he told you, look, some of the scholars said this, and he was able to explain to the recipients, his students, the details, no problem, no problem. But obviously he does not operate the same way, so you cannot compare them at all. It's not that it's halal for him, haram for the other one. Come on, man. Next. May Allah grant you khair and kathir bas. Ameen. A few days ago, I posted a question of the Khawarij. Posed a question on the Khawarij and how your beloved companion dealt with them. Okay, well, I don't know what that is, and I don't remember seeing it. Yesterday, you told me that you don't want to give me your private information publicly. I completely understand. You have a social media page or an email I can contact you on. I mean, there's an email, onewayreparadise@gmail.com, but just to give you guys a heads up, I don't answer emails or questions via email. So onewayreparadise@gmail.com, if you have an invitation you want to send me or you have something personal, then you could send it there, but there's no guarantee, and I will not answer via typing. Best case scenario, if I can actually help you, if I'm able to help you, I will reply, or somebody will reply with my phone number, and then we could discuss it on WhatsApp. That's the best that could happen. And no promises there either. So if you send me a question and you get no reply, don't start tripping and flipping and say, brother this and brother that. Yani, I've made it very clear. Barakallah feekum. What are your views regarding yoga? Is it haram? Of course it's haram. Of course it's haram. Yoga is associated with spirituality and religion. It is not just merely working out and exercises. It comes from a foundation of religious, meditation. And it's haram. There's a detailed fatwa on Islam QA. Sururiya. Oh, it's a long story, man. It's a long story. You can Google this stuff, Ya Faris. A friend had a relation with a Muslimah, but he wants to change. She doesn't want to follow Quran and Sunnah. If he leaves, she becomes depressed and suicidal. What should she do? Let her be. This nonsense of, if I leave her, then her life is going to deteriorate. That لَا تَزِرُ وَزِيرَةٌ وِزَرَ أُخْرَى. No soul should carry the burden of another. يعني, what is this? Either we remain in haram, or she's going to kill herself. Yani, of course, we're not going to say kill herself. We don't want that, but that shouldn't hold you and twist your arm so that you can remain in a haram relationship. You need to get out. If she decides to do that, then that's on her. Silly lady with silly decisions. And she will bear the consequences of her decisions. Ishada. Oh, no. Did you know that Steve Jobs, his dad was Syrian? Are you disappointed that he's from around the same region of the world as you? No. And I couldn't care less about Steve Jobs. Next. If a husband doesn't financially support since marriage, in addition to living with his issues such as ADHD, will the angels curse if the wife don't please him in bed or even be nice to him? Look, yes, the angels will still curse her if she does not fulfill his right in bed and if she's nice to him, no doubt. However, if he's not looking after her financially, then she should get a divorce. It is the right of the woman to be looked after financially. If her husband is not able to give her rights, then she gets out of this marriage. So as long as she's in the marriage, she still has to fulfill his right. If she cannot fulfill his right, get out of the marriage. You cannot retaliate and return evil with evil. He has shortcomings, so now you're going to fix his shortcomings with your shortcomings. So he has shortcomings, you have shortcomings. How is Allah going to bless this marriage and how is it going to work? Yani, if you don't give him his right in bed, what do you think he's going to do? He's going to wake up the next day, hey, thank you so much. Wallah, I loved it. I loved it that you were sleeping somewhere else. Yani, ايش تبغي يعني? Come on, it doesn't work. If the situation is that bad, leave. Allah created plenty of alternatives. He leaves, there's a million other men behind besides him. You leave, there's a million other women besides you. There's no such thing in Islam as Christianity where you're booked for life. You know, you're imprisoned for life with a person that you're not compatible with. Y'all don't get along? Go in separate ways. Sheesh. Next. I pray Taraweeh on the last day of Ramadan or no? Because that will be the night of Eid. I mean, if we already know if... Ya akhi, ya Hamza. Hamza, how old are you, Sheikh? Hamza, billah alayk, write for me in the chat box right now how old you are. Because anta, you're going to give me a seizure. I'm going to have a seizure from these questions. How old are you, Sheikh? Ya tu'bur adami. We usually find out that it's Eid the next day at Maghrib. If you find out at Maghrib that Eid is the next day, how are you going to pray Taraweeh? The night of, there's no more Taraweeh. The next day is Eid, ya akhi. The next day is Eid, ya baba. What are you If a kid's parents get money in a haram, will the kids be accountable if the parents help him? No. The sin is on the father and the parents, and it's not on the children. The children can just benefit from whatever they have. Allah al-Azim. Hamza, anta biljib al-marad lalli rabbana ma'afa. حأتكلم سرلنكي بعد شوي. السلام عليكم brother. Oh brother. Just to know, is the hellfire a beast that will be chained with 70,000 chains and each will have 70,000? The hadith is authentic, but nobody said that Jahannam is a beast. Jahannam is Jahannam. Jahannam is Jahannam. It's the hellfire. It's not a beast. But yes, it will be brought with 70,000 angels, 70,000 bridles, and each one will have 70,000 angels grabbing it. Who skipped people's questions? Doesn't matter. Salam, you have said not to listen. Ya ammi, khalas, ya ammi, we're going to put the same question 14 times. Ya Lulu, Tutu, Mumu, Susu, Fufu, Ishfi. What is the difference between aqidah and manhaj? How important is someone's manhaj? Aqidah is that which you believe and hold on to in terms of your understanding of the creedal matters of Islam. Manhaj is the methodology that you follow in implementing Islam according to the aqidah of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. How important is someone's manhaj? It's as important as it can be. Because if he's off the manhaj, if he's deviant, that means he's going to understand matters of aqidah and other matters of the deen erroneously. So he will be misguided and he will misguide others as well. About the wife in the world been more beautiful in Jannah than the hur. What if you're not married? Then if you're not married, you'll hook up with a bunch of hur al-een, bro. Insha'Allah, you will. Look, man, hur al-een are so fly, bro. If one of them were to spit into the sea, then the whole sea will become sweet, ya Sheikh. Her handkerchief is better than this dunya and whatever's upon it. Are you kidding me? Listen to my lecture, Eternal Bliss. Watch my lecture, Eternal Bliss, because we gave a detailed description of Jannah, including Hur al-Ain. Ya Sheikh, Hur al-Ain, qasaman billah al-azim, is something to look forward to. It's something to look forward to. And you'll be a strong man. And you'll be handling business around the clock anytime you want. You don't have to shower and have to do this. There's no menstruation. There's no stink. There's no nastiness. It's just off the hinges day and night. Man, oh man, oh man, we need to go to Jannah. Thank you, Adil, for bringing up the best in us. Allah yasalhak ya Sheikh. Kunna mabsootin jalseen nishrab qahwa dahin sana fakkar bil harim. Are the rulings of for consuming marijuana and psychedelics, oh wow, absolutely same as alcohol, like salah not being accepted for 40 days and other hadith about alcohol, are they equally evil or is alcohol worse? Allahu a'lam. Allahu a'lam. But check the fatwa on Islam QA. Yeah, the sisters can fume. Oh, of course the sisters can fume. That's what Allah gave the men. Why are you tripping? But don't worry, Allah says in the Quran, lahum ma yasha'una fiha wa ladayna mazid. Everyone will get what they ask for, and they will have more. So the sisters will be just happy. And you think, I want to have multiple men. That's what you think now. When you're in Jannah, you don't want to have multiple men. Don't worry. What is the Taiba's question? Has it been ignored? Okay, then it's coming. Just be patient, ya sister. Yalla, next. Please give an advice to Muslims who, when talking to non-Muslims about Eid, they refer to it as our Christmas, or they say it's like your Christmas. Jazakallah khair. Oh, wow. Why do they have to resemble it to Christmas? They should just say that it is it's our celebration. It's our holiday. It's our Eid. It's our religious holiday. It is not like Christmas. I can understand if they said it's like your Christmas. Honestly, I'm not going to trip over that. If someone's saying it's like your Christmas, meaning, you know, how you have the festivities and you enjoy yourself on that day. So this is similar to us. I can understand if someone says that with further elaboration. But our Christmas is borderline haram. Our Christmas is wrong. But it's like your Christmas, meaning it's like your holiday. I can understand. Anyways, yani, I think things like this can be articulated much better than having to say all this. Now, medical student. Oh, I'm scared. Some people say that Laylatul Qadr was last night because of how the sun rose today. Is it correct to say this knowledge is only with Allah? No, they could say we hope. You have signs, and with the sign you say we hope, we assume. You cannot make a conclusive statement, but you have indications for that, and you can accept those indications. Next. How should a person who is 19 give da'wah to his grandfather who spent most of his life in tabligh and has an opposition for the word Salafi? By not using the word Salafi. Don't use the word Salafi. Why do you have to use the word Salafi? You know that the word Salafi today repels people from the da'wah. Don't use it. Just learn and teach him. Tell him, is this the way of the Prophet ﷺ? Did the Sahaba do this? And when you have knowledge, you'll be able to give him da'wah. When you don't have knowledge, you will not be able to give him da'wah. But for sure, you should leave the term Salafi out of the picture, because it is definitely going to turn him off and he's not going to listen to you any further. Tamam? I've been slacking a lot this Ramadan and feel sad and disappointed in myself. I know there's only a few days left, but if I exert myself in worship, will it be accepted or is it too late for me? It's never too late. Yeah, Sabrina, it is never too late. Always, Allah Azza wa Jal is merciful and Allah Azza wa Jal is thankful. Shakur, Allah is Shakur. One of his names is Ash-Shakur, the thankful. So you do your best and you have good assumption about Allah Azza wa Jal, and that's enough. Don't you know the hadith in Sahih Muslim? I'll give you something to look forward to. The hadith in Sahih Muslim mentions that Allah Azza wa Jal commands that four people are taken of the hellfire. After they're taken from the hellfire, Allah Azza wa Jal commands that they're put back into the hellfire. One of them, as the angels are taking it back to the hellfire, he turns around and then he says, "Oh Allah, my assumption of you was that if you took me out, you will not put me back in. My assumption of you, my dhan of you, what I think of you, oh Allah, is that if you took me out, you would not take me back in." So Allah Azza wa Jal commanded that he's taken from the hellfire and he's admitted to paradise. This particular hadith teaches you that as long as you have good assumption about Allah Azza wa Jal, then Allah will be whatever you assume of him. So here's a man that was taken from the hellfire. His assumption, Allah is so merciful, he will not put me back in the hellfire. Allah took him out of the hellfire. You assume that Allah will accept whatever you will put forward from this moment onward, then inshallah it will be just that. So don't let the shaitan mess with you and make you feel more depressed and more disappointed so you wind up doing nothing. On the contrary, make an effort and assume good about Allah Azza wa Jal and you're good to go. Type. Is it mandatory for someone seeking knowledge to have a teacher? Or is referring to the books of scholars on various topics enough? No, it's not enough to refer to the books. You have to have a teacher. You have to have someone you refer to. You have someone who guides you. Someone who teaches you, someone who helps you, someone you could, inquire further with. You need a teacher. You look like that one model. Okay. Ustad, have you ever tried harira with shabakiya? Best iftar combo ever. La wallah, I'm waiting for you to make a dish and send it to us. Okay, can you please boot this seeking the truth advice? Kick him with the skein in his chest. Assalamu alaikum ya maulana ya Sheikh Mahmoud. طول بالك يا بابا. مولانا يا عم الحاج. الله انت حتحرقني كده قدام الناس. والله العظيم ما ينفعش الكلام ده. My little brother doesn't treat me respectfully. How can I amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy al munkar with him? Do I only do it if you have authority? Allah yahdik ya Sheikh. Look, man, siblings are a pain in the behind. You know what I'm saying? Siblings are annoying and irritating. And you know, you have to earn that respect. Honestly, you have to earn that respect. If he doesn't treat you respectfully, meaning there's some missing link in the relationship, you need to find out what it is and work on it so that you can earn his respect. That's all I could say. And yes, you have the right to do amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy al munkar with him. Na'am. But billati ahsan, in the best way possible, so that he doesn't get turned off and run away from Islam altogether. Is this sound? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud ibn Abbas said, verily the dwellers of paradise today will be busy in joyful things. Yaseen, it means they will be busy deflowering virgins. Yes. Yes. That is one of the interpretations of this particular ayah in Surah Yaseen. Allahu Akbar. Shukran. No, this is getting better and better now. May Allah grant you and your family afia. Jazakum Allah khair. If one prays Qiyam after Islam, after Isha, and gets up to pray Witr in the last surah of the night and continues with this Ramadan, with this in Ramadan, is it okay or should I increase in it? If one prays Qiyam after Isha and gets up to pray Witr in the last surah of the night. Whatever is good for you. Whatever is good for you. Do you have any lecture on how to deal with LGBT in the West? Not in particular. I have Change in the Unchangeable. Yeah, Zubala. I have a lecture titled Change in the Unchangeable. It does address some of the principles that have to do with this kind of liberal modernization of Islam. But nothing about them in particular. Next. Zubala. Zubala's in the house. Assalamu alaikum, Ustad. What should one do if his father threatens of kicking him out of the house or beating him up if he doesn't trim his beard and his father doesn't care about the hadith? If he kicks you out and you're able to survive on your own, let it be. Let it be. If you're not able to survive on your own, then you're forced to trim the beard. Then you can trim the beard because of ikrah. You're forced to do it. Basically, you are forced to do it. Next. What kind of sickness entails one not to fast? Some people who are weak and have less or zero antibodies are not fasting this year in order to protect themselves from COVID. No, you cannot do that. The type of sickness is the one which affects your well-being. So Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, لَا ضَرَرْ وَلَا ضِرَرْ. There should be no harm and no reciprocation of harm. And Allah says in the Quran, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى تَهْلُكَ. And do not basically throw yourself into destruction. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not kill yourselves. So anything that will affect your well-being and your life, then you break your fast. If it's just a mere sickness where you're able to fast still, then you expect it to fast. Then you expect it to fast. This is very little theological refutation of Buddhism. There's very little theological refutation of Buddhism. Since you have gone through the stage of a Buddhist, I kindly request you to do a theological refutation of Buddhism and send a message to the Buddhist now. ما أخي يعني look man يعني يعني الكفر ألوان بس يعني at the end of the day there are different colors of disbelief, but they all originate from the same source. So whether I do something particular to Buddhism or not, at the end of the day, it's idol worship. Buddhism is idol worship. And so just like you refute Hindus, you could refute Buddhists. You don't have to really dig deeper into the variations and distinctions between them, because at the end of the day, they're all worshiping other than Allah. So I don't think I'm the right guy for this kind of request, but Jazakallah khair for thinking good of me that I'm worthy for it. Shukran ya takgiz wiz, takgi quiz. Quiz or test? Next. A student. Almost all of the time, I feel heaviness in my chest whenever I try to remember Allah. It has reduced this month. But what can I do to get rid of this completely if Allah permits? By staying away from sin. By staying away from sin. Sin is what makes your heart heavy and your chest heavy. And so you need to be persistent in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that you continue, you know, moving forward. Is it true that ear and nose piercing sunnah of Prophet Ibrahim? Whoa, whoa, whoa. I've never heard of that. I've never heard of that. I've never heard of that. Allahu alam. Whoever says that, tell him, قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Bring you evidence if you are truthful. Yeah, guys, stop fighting, ya jama'ah. Stop fighting. Come on, man. Just keep it nice and simple. Next. We're done with the questions. Does Laylatul Qadr change date every year, like 25th of Ramadan or 27 or 21, varying each year? Yes, inshallah. According to the popular opinion of the scholars, it changes every year. It could change every year. It could come on a different day. Some years it could come on the same day. Allahu alam. The Prophet ﷺ said that he was told and then he was made to forget because of the argument that happened between two companions and رُبَّ ضَرَّةً نَافِعَ. Perhaps something harmful will be beneficial for us so that we can engage in worship the whole 10 nights. Next. I don't have to say next. Okay, I guess we don't have any more. That's not a question, man. Leave the guy alone. A model. Actually, model. Allah yahdik. After Taraweeh, there's a congregational dua. So do I have to leave the masjid, wait and come back for witr? No, you could stay in the masjid. Just don't involve yourself with their innovative dua. Stay in the masjid and read Quran. Mind your business. Is it an act of shirk to watch a TV show that contains shirk? No, it is not an act of shirk, but it is an act of sinfulness. But if you wind up falling in love with the shirk and magnifying it, then yes, it becomes shirk for you as well. So why don't you stop watching the stuff in the first place? Hassan Life TV, really? Yeah, and your name says it all already. If you've made your channel name or whatever your username to have a TV in it, that shows how much TV has occupied your heart. May Allah grant you, Ya Taiba, a righteous husband. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. This is the question that you've been nagging about. That's not a question, that's a request. May Allah grant you the most righteous husband out there. Is it okay for someone to leave the Quran playing while he's falling asleep? Yes, it is okay. And if a Muslim roommate can hear it playing all night, that's fine. Are they obliged to pay attention so they don't disrespect? No, they're not. What should we do for what's happening in Masjid Al-Aqsa? You should fear Allah Azza wa Jal and be a good Muslim and raise your children to be upon the religion. Allah only allowed us Muslims to be humiliated like this because we've left His religion. We have not practiced Islam properly. So you have to start with the foundations. Before we're able to be given divine aid and victory from Allah, we first have to live Islam according to the way of the righteous predecessors, which we're not doing. So what you focus on right now is building the building blocks, the foundation upon which the assistance of Allah Azza wa Jal will come along. That's how you do it. What's a heavy chest? Arabic expression? I'm blocking people because this guy keeps saying stupid stuff. Heavy chest, meaning you don't feel ease. It's not an Arabic expression. It's an every language expression. Yalla, the last question, inshallah. Is it more rewardable for a female to pray Taraweeh in Masjid or at home? At home, at home, at home. The most reward a sister gets is when she prays at home. And with this, we conclude. Oh, wait. My daughter asked, what is the first of the major signs of the last day? Watch my lecture, the end part two. Watch my lecture, the end part one and part two. Part one deals with the minor signs and part two deals with the major signs because the scholars have a discussion on what is the first of the last signs. And I would leave it, instead of giving you the answer, let it be more beneficial and rewarding by watching the whole lecture so you could get introduced into all of the signs of the last day. So that's it, inshallah. We conclude with this question. And jazakum Allahu khayran. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.